If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You chose this path. It's a damn hard one. You chose it. You owe it to yourself to see it through.
Did you expect it not to be hard? Did you expect this thing that you're trying to achieve not to be difficult? Every other person feels the exact same way.
This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
Why are you doing this? I said, why are you doing this?
Because you can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
You're crazy. He's just another fighter.
No, he ain't just another fighter. This guy is a wrecking machine, and he's hungry. Hell, you ain't been hungry since you won that belt.
You finally made it to the big leagues, and now you want to chill? Now you got the big head? Now you can't grind? You here now.
The only way you learn in this world is through suffering. I don't care what anybody says.
You know, the other side of suffering is a whole nother world that people have no idea that even exists.
Because you've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. It does not take talent. You don't have to be gifted. You got to outgrind.
Don't stop working. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. I heard that a lot growing up, that you can't do it, you can't do it. Man, I'm telling you, you have confidence in yourself, man. I promise you, you're going to be just fine.
Don't doubt me, so I couldn't do it. The odds that I couldn't do it. Look at me now.
Everybody out there, there's people telling you you can't do it, or you're the underdog, or telling you not, told you not good enough. I've been told that my whole life, and I'm the world champ. I earned this in blood. I paid in full. This is mine.
I hope every one of you behind the screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life.
I leave everything I have. My mom take care of me and my two brothers alone, you know. Now, Dad, you proud of me, Dad. You proud of me.
But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try on you, when they talk about you. If you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind.
Before the fight started, you were saying to yourself, I'm the best. I'm the best.
I am the best.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
I kept going, not because I wanted to. Trust me, all of me wanted to stop. I kept going. Because I deserve to know what not giving up on myself felt like.
The truth is, you must keep going. I repeat, keep going. Why? Because you deserve to see what happens when all your hard work pays off. Keep going because you're stronger than you think. Keep going because the best is yet to come.
And we all have a great need for acceptance. But you must trust that your beliefs are unique, your own, even though others may think them odd or unpopular. Robert Frost said, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Somebody taught this to me a long time ago. He says, Steve, in order to get to the life of your dreams, you're going to have to learn how to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
You can't have an easy life and a great character. Show me a trust fund kid that inherited a bunch of money, and I'll show you someone mentally tortured. Having stuff isn't fun. Getting stuff is fun. Right? It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit. And it's not like, you know, the self-help, it's not the journey, it's the destination. It's not either the journey or the destination. It's who you become on the journey. Life is really, really tough. Make your life a little bit harder in the short term and get somewhere.
I don't care how you get there. I don't care what you do to get there. The goal is to win.
Your father might own a company. Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege, but you will not outwork me. You have to make a decision that nobody in this league in your position will outwork you.
Bro, stop being weak, bro. It's not supposed to be easy. Who told you the grind's supposed to be easy? Who told, like your kindergarten teacher? No, we ain't handing out trophies to everybody. Oh, there's only one winner in this game, bro. So embrace it or leave.
I leave everything I have. My mom take care of me and my two brothers alone, you know. Now, Dad, you proud of me, Dad. You proud of me.
Working too hard and the circumstances were too unfair, but somehow you still got up the next day and kept going. You have to be able to get energy from pain.
Can't hurt me. Can't hurt me. Can't hurt me. It starts to get in your mind. And before you know it, it's the truth. So when you fail, you fall on your ass, somebody bullies you, whatever's going on in your life, can't hurt me.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. Free from how you feel.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. And they're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly, over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
And so many people just want it the easy way. I'm sorry, man. It's not. You need to fucking work harder. You need to fucking discipline your mind better.
The hardest things are usually the best. If it's easy, leave it to somebody else, okay?
What I want you to consider is that every single time you go and do something hard, that's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be fucking hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were fucking easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. There would be no growth if there was no challenge.
Sometimes, you know, your body just hurts, your legs hurt, and you're sore, but that's how you get better. And the only way that you can get better is by pushing yourself beyond what you believe you're capable of doing.
It doesn't matter if you're stressed. It doesn't matter if you're hurt. It doesn't matter if you're upset. It doesn't matter if you're frustrated. If your discipline is on point, your mental toughness on point, you're going to be able to execute in spite of the situation being that way. Everybody else quits when things get hard.
I think success in fighting in life is about desire and the will.
Yeah.
How bad do you want it? Is it worth dying for? That's the true greatness, is the willingness to die. So is this thing worth greatness?
To every kid watching, I want you to hear me loud. You are not your zip code. You are not your last name. You are not your setbacks. You are your vision. You are your work ethic. You are your will. You are the quiet whisper inside you that says, I know there's more for me in this life. Hold on to that voice. It will be tested. The dogs is barking.
Son, don't worry. You're going to do it. You're going to make it. Okay? Because if they don't have the will to do it, they'll quit. You'll quit because you just can't do it because it's too damn hard. It really is.
The more time you spend alone with yourself, you will be able to understand who you are without any outside interference, without any friends, without any peer pressure of wanting to be like someone else.
Yeah. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't party. Your body is your temple, you know, and looking at my family members that had addiction to drinking, and I never understood like why people want to be messed up.
There's a quote that I live by. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man young, wealthy, and wise. It's Benjamin Franklin.
That voice in your head of pain and suffering and discomfort and I don't want to do this is so loud. Calm it down. It's a patient calm that you have to bring yourself.
You got to embrace the storms.
the fears that we have, the moments of suffering, they're all part of the process. They're all part of growth. It's nature, right? You got to be able to handle those things, man.
You need to understand, you can't win all the time. And unless you lose, you haven't even tried. And if you fail, at least you'll fail falling forwards.
I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve. You might think that life is unfair. You might think is that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
Everyone's hypercritical and terrified to do anything and put themselves out there and fail. So we hyperanalyze, hypercriticize, become paralyzed, and end up doing nothing, sitting in our basements watching TikToks of other people's lives, pretending that they're happy. I was having one of those cynical days and felt like ranting a little. But honestly, there's optimism here for some low barrier of entry personal growth. Stop analyzing, stop criticizing both yourself and others, and go fail at some shit. Go give someone a good job for sucking at something, because at least they're trying. Maybe it will even give yourself permission to do the same. We find meaning in trying difficult things, not just in succeeding at them.
How are you going to knock somebody in the world for actually trying to do something? Trying. Since when has it become not cool to try? Fuck loser.
You are the only thing that matters. Lock in, believe in what you believe in. Nobody else matters. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to hold yourself to your truth. You have to hold yourself to your beliefs. Don't worry about the haters. They ain't shit. Don't worry about the naysayers, because they ain't shit. At the end of the day, be true, be loyal, be perseverant, and just love yourself, man. King James signing off.
So many people might have been able to do so many awesome things if they could really do what they wanted to do instead of just, you know, following the beaten path.
Bro. If you're succeeding at a life that you hate, imagine how great you'd be at one that you actually enjoyed.
Be who you want to be. Be it now. Right now. Just don't tell anyone. And be humble. Don't go around talking about the fact that you are whatever you want to be, to where they look at you and they say, well, that's a bit strange. So don't talk to people about it. Be it.
I heard this quote the other day that I want to share with you guys. Now I'm paraphrasing here, but it goes like this. Is the person who goes to the gym every single day, regardless of how they feel, will always beat the person who goes to the gym when they feel like going to the gym.
And some of this is from clinical experience. You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy.
I struggled my whole life, but I ran from it. So I started realizing, man, I got to start facing the struggle, and I got to be mentally strong for the struggle.
That's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward greatness, it's supposed to be uncomfortable, it's supposed to stretch you, it's supposed to be a burden to a degree. Wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it.
What's the difference between a nice guy and a good man?
A nice guy gets along. Yeah, do that. Yeah, I'll do that. They don't necessarily have discernment or judgment, not sure what they stand for or stand against. It's like, yes, 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 sure. Yeah, hey. A good man has ideals that they stand for and they'll stand against. And when they're tested, a good man is not a nice guy.
When you look yourself in the mirror as a man and you say, I'm going to control the things I can control, that's how you get better. That's how you take steps. But we got to go to work every day. We got to go to work every day to clean up this little that's holding us back, so we can be who we meant to be.
When you hear people say all the time, I don't want to do nothing that I'm not comfortable with, this person's in trouble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you'll fail. In order to succeed in life, you have to step outside of your comfort zone.
It got really hard for me to balance fighting and construction. There were times I thought about walking away from fighting. I remember I showed up to the gym without my truck, and my teammates was like, where your truck at? And I had tears in my eyes, and my teammates almost got mad at me because I didn't tell them I was struggling. I was so embarrassed, couldn't afford to pay my bills.
I learned that I gotta do what I gotta do for me.
You gotta do what you gotta do for you. Whether that's separating yourself or getting deeper in or whatever you need to make sure it's for you. Cause at this point, it's like your move. It ain't, this ain't everybody else's move. Focus on you.
I'm 40 and I wasted my life. I've got nothing to show for it. No house, no savings, no career that I'm proud of. And if you're in your 20s or even your early 30s and you think you've got time, I'm telling you right now, you don't. You know, if you're in your 20s right now and you're listening to this, stop thinking you've got unlimited time. Stop doing it. You don't have unlimited time. You think it's harmless to keep chasing women and wasting money and avoiding responsibility. But one day, you'll wake up and you'll realize you've got no leverage. You've got no power, absolutely no clarity, and no way to get those years back. One day you will wake up and you will be 40.
The hardest thing in life, guys, isn't doing this stuff. Isn't going past your current levels of comfort. Hitting new levels. Getting knocked in your ass. That's not the hard part of life. The hard part of life is when you don't have the time to do this anymore and you didn't achieve everything you wanted to do. Think of that.
I didn't want to keep forgiving myself on Sunday and then repeat and do the same shit again Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and then go, oh.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, man. Cut the shit, McConaughey. Quit giving yourself that out, that parachute. Even though you may have it, look in the mirror and go, it's on you. Because it is.
There's consequences that you pay to constantly seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort and avoiding hard work. And those consequences are you're never going to feel self-realized. You're never going to feel like you accomplished anything. You're never going to have this feeling of understanding that difficulty and struggle and the ability to push through that is a muscle. And you develop that muscle Correct. By doing it. And once you do, you develop a lot of self-satisfaction and you develop peace of mind and you understand that you can overcome obstacles. If you don't have to overcome obstacles, you never know whether or not you can.
For you know, life is full of unexpected twists and turns. Things happen that you don't expect, that you could never have expected. So don't get too confident, even arrogant, when you succeed, when you win and you're on a high. Equally important, you mustn't allow yourself to get down when you lose or fail. I mean, just remember, no matter how poorly you have performed, you're never hopeless. Keep going. Because the one thing you can be absolutely certain of is that the tables will turn. That's absolutely guaranteed.
The process of discomfort is inevitable. You have to go through it. You start going to the gym, you feel weak in order to become strong. You go to the library, you read, you don't understand, you feel stupid in order to become smart. Most people have that initial feeling, that initial lack of self-belief, because they don't understand that they have to be humbled first in every aspect in order to grow. So you go to the gym, you feel like, that's a good thing. It just shows you that you need to improve.
So in other words, if you're on a high, be humble. And if everything has gone wrong, be hopeful and keep going.
My dad used to tell my mom I was going to be a world champ.
I told him you're going to be.
How'd that make you feel? Filled me with rage.
I paid the kids, I said, if y'all can whoop butt, I give y'all $10 a piece. Can I whoop?
You went out on the street.
Yeah.
What's now Bud Crawford Street.
Yeah.
And offered $10 to anyone who can kick my son's butt.
Yep.
A lot of takers.
Yeah, kids in the neighborhood. But nobody whooped them.
What did he tell you then?
And told your mom, I told you I'm the best. Some things that I said to him, I wanted him to be a man. Don't be afraid of nobody.
You made him champion.
He made himself champion.
The really good people aren't naive. They're tough as they can possibly be, and they've seen things. They decide to become good. Like some of the best people I met in my therapeutic practice, the best people morally were people who were on the surface. They had nothing going for them. Nothing worldly going for them. They weren't attractive. They weren't intelligent. They weren't accomplished. They weren't popular. In fact, they were often friendless. They often had devastated families. They had terrible developmental histories. They just had devastated lives, and yet there was still a core of ethical goodness to them that was stunning under the circumstances. Miraculous.
Be happy things happened. Don't be upset they're no longer here. If everything existed in the way that it did when you miss it, you would never see it in the fondness that you see it now.
I think finding uncomfortable moments and embracing uncomfortable moments are one of the most important things a person can do. And if you don't do it, if you just avoid it, you have that uncomfortable moment, you just start boozing, or you take some pills or something, and you just avoid it, you're never gonna figure out what was going on in the first place that led you down that weird road.
Going against the odds to be successful, because it's not in your favor. The game ain't built for your success. You gotta be a beast. You gotta be harder. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be meaner. You gotta be hungrier.
James Clear has this unbelievable insight. It doesn't make sense to continue wanting something if you're not willing to do what it takes to get it. If you don't want to live the lifestyle, then release yourself from the desire. To crave the result, but not the process, is to guarantee disappointment.
It's like I worked myself so hard that I turned a person this f***ed up into this motherfucker right here.
I knew my entire life was going to be a struggle, which is why I just ignored it. And I said, I'm not even trying to jump off into this shit and learn how to read, how to write, how to memorize, how to become something I am not. But through that process, something happened to me.
I was like, man, this rest of your life is going to suck. It is going to suck, not because you're going to be a loser, but because you're going to finally start to win. And winning is not easy, my friend.
David Goggins told me that too, who's like the most mentally strong human being I've ever met. And he said, even though I run every day, sometimes I look at my sneakers, I stare at those motherfuckers for half an hour before I put them on. He's thinking of him. I don't want to do this.
Yes.
But he does it. People want to think that people that are mentally strong don't struggle. No, you do struggle. You always struggle.
Yeah.
But you win every time.
Right.
You make sure that you win every time. And you can win every time. But you got to develop that ability to make yourself do the things you don't necessarily want to do, but you know you should.
It's supposed to be hard. Everything worth pursuing comes with a little pain. The trick is not minding that it hurts.
Shut the f*** up. Shut up. The show's over. The clown's over. I don't want to waste my time with this clown show shit. All right? I'm very passionate about fighting. Sorry. I'm very passionate about getting people better. When I started training 18 years ago, it wasn't about the fucking money. It wasn't about clips and views. You guys live in a different generation than I do, okay? That's why you guys call me fucking unk. Yes, I am, okay? You guys want to get good, you got to fucking train.
This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. It just fucking sucks. And that's the one thing, if I could teach anybody, nothing is easy. It just fucking sucks. And it's going to continue to suck. And then one day you get to a special part in your life that it might get a little bit better.
Everybody has problems. Everybody has issues. And the people that end up being successful are the people that push past those problems, that push past those hard times, and they stop being a and sitting and complaining and blaming a whole bunch of in their past about why they aren't in the spot that they want to be at today. The only person that can change that trajectory of your life is you.
Tough times make a person strong, because if you go through them now, think about it. Think about the times you had to go through something really hard. It's coming back. It's how you are coming back. Because Shakespeare said, nothing is bad, it's all in the mind. I believe that.
If you think this world is about you, think again. Maybe you misunderstood something.
When you're a kid, you kind of go through your life thinking that you're the center of the universe, similar to how we as humans thought the Earth was the center. You think your life is the story, right? Everybody around you is side characters, and some people are legitimately NPCs, and in their, you know, life, all they serve is a purpose to interact with you in one minute segment of your life, and then they kind of just fade into existence. But as you age, you kind of hit this one moment that everybody, not everybody, but majority of people do have when you're driving in traffic or something. Usually that's kind of when I think about it. You kind of think about Sonder and the idea that everybody's life is as complex as yours. Like when you're going through traffic, right? If you're ever sitting at a standstill and it's 2 a.m, you're like, where could this person possibly be going? Where did they come from? Oh my God, they're doing the same thing I am. They're living the same complex life I am.
Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with the journey. It's going to be mistakes. There's going to be ups and downs. The measure is not how many times you get knocked down, but how many times you get back up.
What do you do on the days when you're just not feeling it?
Those days. When I'm tired or worn out, basically sick of the grind, I go anyways. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed. Don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing, right? So clearly there's no results, can't be measured. It must not be effective. So we quit, right? Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, if you believe there's something there, you commit yourself to an act of service. You commit yourself to the regime, the exercise. You can screw it up. You can eat chocolate cake one day. You can skip a day or two. You know, it allows for that. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape. Right? It's the consistency. Going to the gym for 9 hours does not get you into shape. Working out every day for 20 minutes gets you into shape. It's not about intensity. It's about consistency.
Action without planning is the cause of every failure. Action without planning is the cause of underachievement. Action without planning is the cause of frustration. Take your objective. Write out every single step that you're going to have to follow in order to accomplish that objective.
I would say when you wake up, make sure you start with that gratitude. Be grateful. Be thankful. There's a few people in this world that don't get a chance to live out that day again. And we only can literally take one day at a time. I can't force anything. I can't force the time to go faster. I can only take one day at a time, so I suggest you do the same.
I believe desire and will to win is everything. I don't know why I'm like I am, but my butt's always burning. There's always something say, Art, dadgummit, you're supposed to go for it. Art, dadgummit, you're supposed to be somebody. You're supposed to make a difference with your life. What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to be somebody they're proud of. We need leaders in America who can do it. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. Just do it.
You live uncomfortable to gain growth. You have to have friction in your life to gain growth. And the only way to do that is to make yourself uncomfortable. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to feel discomfort. So the whole time, we're living our lives in a very comfortable area. There's no growth in that. So for me, I realized that instead of running from the things you don't want to do, you actually face them and start to gain more and more growth in your life. So that's how I approach all those things.
You know, if you don't believe in yourself, what you do, you achieve the nothing. I believe. My team believe me. And you all should believe in yourself. And you achieve what you want.
Who inspires you?
People who go against the odds, I suppose. You know, people who do stuff that hasn't been done before, and people who do stuff that people say they can't do. That inspires me. Hard workers, people that are chasing their dream no matter what. That I take inspiration from that.
The best thing you can do is to be exceptionally good at something. If you're the best doctor in town, if you're the best lawyer in town, if you're the best whatever it may be, whatever abilities you have can't be taken away from you. They can't actually be inflated away from you. So the best investment by far is anything that develops yourself.
Whenever I face anything that's challenging, whenever anything sucks, I like it. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna give me a good story to tell. It's gonna toughen my mind. So when something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher, and it's gonna make us stronger. So bring it.
You can go from failure to success, but you can't go from excuses to success. You can't do it. It's not possible, so don't even try it. When I see a person making excuses, I wanna walk in their life, say, my name is John, I'm your friend. Let me explain something to you. That's a dead end street. You can't excuse your way out.
Right.
You can adjust your way out. I mean, like failing forward is a good miss. Because I failed, but I learned something.
And I'm farther forward than
I was. Yeah, I'm a little further down the road. I didn't get there.
You have to be wired differently to be a fighter of any type of grade. You can't be a normal human being. Most human beings, when they're in painful situations, what can I do to avoid that? I want to get into it more. See how far I can go. Can he break me? No. But let's find out if he can.
Basically, every man just wants to hear, I know you can be more, but you are enough already. And even if you just stay where you are, I'll be right here next to you. I wonder how few men have ever heard that. I know you can be more, but you are enough already. You're going to be great, but you don't need to be great. And I'm with you no matter what.
So guys, I just encourage you to find it, trust and believe in yourself, and never quit and never give up. And I look forward to seeing you again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.